your cocktail shaker, kick back, and get ready for the big fat party. Greg and his band of unintelligibles are back, mixing, drinking, reviewing, and discussing Bloody Marys and all that goes with them. My Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast, where you'll never drink alone.
Welcome to My Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast, where you will never drink alone. This is episode 487,152, I think. Today we're going to be reviewing Kickled Mary Premium Bloody Mary Mix, and I'm going to share a few tips for making your own Bloody Marys as well. Well, the show has gone through a lot over the years, and we've changed like the times have changed. The old shows were kind of a big, bloated, hour-long party with a crew of about four, maybe five people, sort of a drive-time radio show type of format, which was a lot of fun, but it got to be a bit big and a bit bloated, and frankly, I think people have a shorter attention span when it comes to digesting their media. So going forward, these podcasts are going to be a little more concise, a little more compact, a bit more focused. I want to focus particularly on reviewing Bloody Mary mixes. I am blown away by how many new mixes are out there. Some of them, many of them, are really great, but I would say almost every day, every 2 days, I stumble upon a mix I have never heard of. So there's a very deep well to draw from, and I am going to be drawing from it and reviewing. So that's going to be kind of the focus, but I'll also always include some takeaways, some value, and that could be in the form of a recipe that I share, or like today, some tips on making your own Bloody Mary. You might also expect a little music. I also host concerts here at the Bloody Mary headquarters. We call it the Bloody Mary Concert Series. And artists have been kind enough to record for us, and we'll throw that in the podcast sometimes. Might also have a special guest, and I'll just note that one of your favorites is going to join us for next week's podcast, Lynn Miller. She doesn't know it yet, but she is going to be singing for us. So lots to look forward to. Look forward to a bit shorter, more concise program as we go forward. And we're going to be a bit more interactive. Now, today, just before recording, I went live on Facebook and invited people to kind of join and comment. And I want to keep this very interactive. If people want to give me feedback or interact and even shape the direction that we take as we go forward on individual episodes or you know, big picture. So that's kind of what I'm looking at going forward, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun and hopefully valuable to all of you listeners. So I appreciate you tuning in. The last podcast we did was we did a review of Topside Bloody Mary Blend, and it was a great mix. And if you want to go to our website, mybigfatbloodymary.com, you can read the show notes and get the highlights, or you can go back and listen to it if you didn't get a chance. And you will be blessed with a bonus on that one. Sonny War, one of my favorite new artists, did a concert here, and she was kind enough to record a song especially for the podcast. So if you go back to listen to our last episode, you can hear Sonny War sing an amazing song. So today, as I mentioned, Kickled Mary Premium Bloody Mary Mix is what I'm going to be reviewing. And I'm pretty excited about it. I've tapped into it a little bit, and I kind of already know it's pretty good. And then I'm going to switch and just give a few tips that I think are shareable that you might benefit from when you're making your own Bloody Marys. So, and that's today. Now, next week, as I alluded, Lynn Miller is going to jump in, and we're going to review another really interesting mix. Maybe, gosh, one of the more interesting I've had in some time. It's called Happy Belly Bloody Mary Mix. And it's an actual fermented mix. It's, if you know about fermenting, it is alive. When I opened that jar, it actually burped. And so that'll be an interesting review. I hope you can tune in for that one too. So I'm going to just start out giving you a few of my tips here just for the week that hopefully you can get some value from. You know, my Bloody Marys are always changing. They're always different. 1 month they might be a certain way, and a couple months later I might be hankering for something else. But one thing that I do consistently, and I have for years, is I use big ice cubes. I cannot lie. I like them. And as I said to some listeners earlier, I've looked at so many pictures. I mean, if you're like me, you're seeing Bloody Marys on social media all the time. So many of them have these tiny little curved cubes that, you know, they come out of automatic ice makers, out of our refrigerators, and they're tiny. You know, the minute you drop them in there, they start melting, and I just don't like them. I don't like them. They end up in your mouth, and you got these little shards of ice. You don't know what to do. Do you spit them on the floor or back into the drink? That's kind of gross. Well, you kind of have to use a straw if that's your ice. And then what about that rim salt? You know, what are you sucking off a straw and then licking the side of the glass back to the straw? I mean, this isn't like a porno. That's kind of weird. So what I do, I got these trays, and they're like a rubber, a plastic, acrylic or something. They're flexible, but they're about 2 inches, you know, cubed. So really good size cube. Two of them will fill a pint glass, and they have such mass that they melt slowly. And so you don't get your drink as watered down. They're great for whiskey, too, if you're a whiskey drinker. And you can actually use them for 2 drinks in a row if you drink fast like I do. So that's one little tip. Get yourself some bigger cubes, you know. Just skip those little tiny shards. Speaking of rim salt, yeah, there's another little tip. Even if you're kind of new at the Bloody Mary game, throwing a little rim salt on the rim of the glass is just a nice way to kick that drink up a notch, you know? You go to a bar, they don't always supply that, but when they do, don't you appreciate it? It kind of says you care a little more, and it adds like another dimension to the drink, another texture, another flavor that can complement. And I think a lot of companies are figuring this out. I've got some that I really like. Dimitri's makes a really good one. They have a couple of them. Devil Dave's also makes some really good rim salt. Natural Blonde, which is another favorite mix of mine, they're making some really good rim salt. And I guess our product next week also makes some rim salt that are on the way. I haven't tried it yet, but... So that's a little tip, and you know, you can rim the glass in a little lime juice or even water if you're in a hurry. Just get a little wet and roll it in a bowl with the rim salt. I've been using a little tajin, you know, the Mexican seasoning with chili and lime. It's a little more tangy, but it's easily accessible at the grocery store, and it's a crowd pleaser. So that's one thing you can do to kind of kick your cocktail game up just a notch. The other thing I've been doing, and it was sort of born out of necessity, a friend who owned a restaurant bar, no longer in business, unfortunately. Hey, thanks, pandemic. But they were a vegetarian outfit. And, you know, the Worcestershire's got fish in it, so that's problematic if you're vegan. So I came up with a workaround for them, which I think worked really well. In order to get that umami flavor, I suggested they use mushroom powder. I've got a bag of this shiitake mushroom that's dried and ground. It's delicious, and it does just what you want in terms of getting that umami flavor. You got to put it in a little earlier, you know, it doesn't dissolve real quickly. So it would be something they would make up in advance. You know, they'd have gallon jugs of it ready to go, you know, a couple hours and it's ready. Another way to get that umami flavor without adding Worcestershire, liquid aminos. Now those are available, most stores, a bigger store or a specialty. Asian markets have it, or you can order it online. But, you know, it's a nice brown liquid that's just full of those deep, rich umami flavors. Think of a soy sauce. It'd be kind of along those lines. But give that a try, whether or not you're vegan. I'm not vegan, but that's kind of what I've been using here for the last couple of months, and it's really good. Another thing I've been playing around with for a long time is fermenting, and we're going to talk a lot more about that next week when we review Happy Belly Bloody Mary Mix. But I've used some brine from my kimchi that I make and put that in the Bloody Mary. That's really tasty.
Enough of the garnish. Let's get to the drink.
So let's get on to Kickled Mary Premium Bloody Mary Mix. I'm pretty excited to talk about this mix here, and I'm going to just pour myself a glass and just kind of go off the cuff on it. So as I mentioned, this is really an interesting product. It's unique. I found out about it through social media. Obviously, I'm looking at Bloody Marys all the time, and I see some things that are interesting and some things that are not, but we connected that way. And they wanted me to try the product, so they sent me a sample. And I didn't think I had had it before. And I took a sip of it and I thought, boy, this is familiar. Well, dug into it a little bit, and sure enough, they had entered into the Bloody Mary Festival in Milwaukee here this last year. And I was a judge at that festival, which I have been for a few years. And so I had tried it. I didn't remember it by name at the time, but immediately I knew I liked it. And looking into it, sure enough, they actually won the People's Choice Award for the best Bloody Mary mix. So they really kicked ass at that festival. So I'm taking a look at the jar here. And one of the first things I look at is just, you know, how it looks in the jar. And this one is got a really nice bright red color, but it's also got a certain three-dimensionality. I can see, you know, kind of little bits of the ingredients, like possibly tomatoes and maybe even a seed or two. I like the look of it a lot. And I read the ingredients, first ingredient like in most water, but then ground tomatoes. Sure, they grind them. That would explain some of the little bits that are in there. And I go on to read the ingredients, and there's really nothing in there that I wouldn't put in my own Bloody Mary. So that always bodes well. So it's a nice, nice list of ingredients. It's a good-looking jar. It's a basically like a mason jar, not the conventional bottle. And I think that kind of lends itself well to this brand, which has a very fresh, almost kind of farmer's market kind of taste to it. So I'm going to give it a taste. I like to start out without the vodka. I know most people that's where it's going to end up, so I always want to test it that way, but I like to try it on its own first. And right as I pour it, I get a whiff. It almost reminds me of like an Italian dressing, you know, all the herbs. Taking a drink, it has that taste too. It's got a nice sort of a vinegary, not too acidic, but a nice vinegar. And yeah, little bits there that you kind of chew at the end. I know there's some people that don't care for that. I like that a lot. But this on its own stands up pretty well. I'd put it on the savory side of the spectrum. It's got a little spice and definitely some brininess. The company, you know, they started out making pickles, and a lot of people like to put that pickle brine into their bloodies, and I guess their friends kind of encouraged them to just go ahead and make a mix that incorporates the pickled brine. And so they make these spicy pickles, and yeah, that's what I'm tasting kind of after the fact, is like a spicy brine. Really nice. I like this a lot. Okay, I'm going to twist my arm. I'm going to add a little vodka here and just see how that affects the disposition of it. It's amazing how much of that can change. Some drinks get better, some get worse. We're going to find out. I'm using kind of a cheap vodka, I'll confess. I just haven't been spending the money on vodkas for Bloody Marys. I don't think it's worth it. So much of the flavor is coming from other places. I'll save the good stuff for my martinis. So now I've added a little vodka here. Probably my ratio typically is about a third vodka to two-thirds mix. So that's how I've mixed this. And I've stirred it up real good. I've got that big ice cube I talked about, so it's holding its own. And I'll take a taste. Nice. Smooths it out. Thins it out. The particulates are less pronounced just because the vodka doesn't have that. A bit less tangy and a bit smoother. Now, here's an odd thing, but I think it'd be easier to drink two of these or three of these if they're mixed with vodka. It might get a little intense after, you know, three of these that were just mixed straight. Yeah, it holds up real nice with the vodka. The vodka almost seems to kind of smooth out and even out the flavors. Really good. Man, this is one of the favorite mixes I've had in a long time, to be honest. And sometimes I do this, and people think it's crazy, because I get people send me mixes all the time. There are days where I'll get three boxes of mixes, so I really don't have to buy them most of the time, but sometimes I will if there's something I really like. This is one I would. I probably will go back and order a few jars. This would be a great one to share with friends, you know, for the game or whatever. Just to kind of sum up, and I'll put this all in the show notes. You can always go to my bigfatbloodymary.com and see the summary and some photos of what I talked about. And I try to drop links in there too, so you can connect with the company through social media or their website. But I'm giving this one very high marks. I like the texture. It feels good in the mouth. It looks good in the glass. The flavor as it goes over the palate, very agreeable, but also tantalizing. And, you know, the nice vinegar flavors and the bits of herbs and tomatoes, very authentic, very fresh. The word fresh comes up again and again. I can tell they really work hard to keep that. This is not Zing Zang, you know. God bless Zing Zang, but you know, it's all I can say about it is it's real shelf stable. So this is a great, fresh, tangy, you know, complex bunch of flavors that balance out nice. That I definitely would recommend this one. So my hat is off. Kickled Mary is the brand. Check them out on Facebook or Instagram. And if you want to find out more, it's a premium Bloody Mary mix. I guess it is gluten-free if you care about that. So thanks for sending those samples, and I hope you got some value out of the tips I shared at the top of the show. Also, hope you can join for our next episode that's going to feature Lynn Miller, and hopefully she's going to sing for us, and we're going to review a very unique mix that is fermented called Happy Belly. So till then, take care.